From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in the book of Judges. Following the death of Shamgar, the third judge, Israel departed from the true and living God, with the result that the Lord sold them into bondage to Jabin, the king of Canaan. As they cried to God for deliverance, He answered their prayer by raising up three leaders, Deborah, Barak, and Jael. Dr. Cairns will take special note of the fact that two of these were women, emphasizing the truth that God has a place for every believer in the work of His kingdom. Both of these ladies achieved special places of honor in the holy record. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will introduce a message entitled, A Threefold Cord That Satan Couldn't Break. First, please listen to this brief devotional thought found in C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional is called Needs to Open Our Mouths. The text is Psalm 81 and verse 10. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. What an encouragement to pray! Our human notions would lead us to ask small things, because our deservings are so small. But the Lord would have us request great blessings. Prayer should be as simple a matter as the opening of the mouth. It should be a natural, unconstrained utterance. When a man is in earnest, he opens his mouth wide, and our text urges us to be fervent in our supplications. Yet it also means that we may make bold with God and ask many and large blessings at His hands. Read the whole verse and see the argument. I am Jehovah, thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Because the Lord has given us so much, He invites us to ask for more, yea, to expect more. See how the little birds in their nests seem to be all mouth when the mother comes to feed them. Let it be the same with us. Let us take in grace at every door. Let us drink it in as a sponge sucks up the water in which it lies. God is ready to fill us if we are only ready to be filled. Let our needs make us open our mouths. Let our faintness cause us to open our mouths and pant. Yea, let our alarm make us open our mouths with a child's cry. The opened mouth shall be filled by the Lord Himself. So be it unto us, O Lord, this day.
Thank you.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions, such as, why did Christ have to be born a man? Why does God allow suffering? What is the unpardonable sin? And what's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such questions. All of these video clips have been available on the LTBSradio.com website. But we're also pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 20th century Christian. You may have a copy of the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. You may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Or you may simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Of Judges. We're going to commence to read at verse 4. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time. And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said unto him, Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, Go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and of the children of Zebulun? And I will draw unto thee to the river Kishon Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thine hand. And Barak said unto her, If thou wilt go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go. And she said, I will surely go with thee. Notwithstanding, the journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor. For the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. And Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kadesh. And Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali to Kadesh. And he went up with 10,000 men at his feet. And Deborah went up with him. Now Heber the Kenite, which was of the children of Hobab, the father-in-law of Moses, had severed himself from the Kenites and pitched his tent unto the plain of Zaanaim, which is by Kadesh. And they showed Sisera that Barak, the son of Abinoam, had gone up to Mount Tabor. And Sisera gathered together all his chariots, even 900 chariots of iron, and all the people that were with him, from Harosheth of the Gentiles unto the river of Kishon. And Deborah said unto Barak, Up, for this is the day in the which the Lord hath delivered Sisera into thine hand. Is not the Lord gone out before thee? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor, and 10,000 men after him. And the Lord discomfited Sisera, and all his chariots, and all his host, with the edge of the sword before Barak. So that Sisera lighted down off his chariot, and fled away on his feet. But Barak pursued after the chariots, and after the host, unto Harosheth of the Gentiles. And all the host of Sisera fell upon the edge of the sword, and there was not a man left. Howbeit, Sisera fled away on his feet, to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite. For there was peace between Jabin, the king of Hazor, and the house of Heber the Kenite. And Jael went out to meet Sisera, and said unto him, Turn in, my lord, turn in to me, fear not. And when he had turned in unto her into the tent, she covered him with a mantle. And he said unto her, Give me, I pray thee, a little water to drink, for I am thirsty. And she opened a bottle of milk, and gave him drink, and covered him. Again he said unto her, Stand in the door of the tent, and it shall be, when any man doth come and inquire of thee, and say, Is there any man here? That thou shalt say, No. Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a nail of the tent, and took an hammer in her hand, and went softly unto him, and smote the nail into his temples, and fastened it into the ground. For he was fast asleep and weary. So he died. And behold, as Barak pursued Sisera, Jael came out to meet him, and said unto him, Come, and I will show thee the man whom thou seekest. And when he came into her tent, behold, Sisera lay dead, and the nail was in his temple. So God subdued on that day Jabin, the king of Canaan, before the children of Israel. And the hand of the children of Israel prospered and prevailed against Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they had destroyed Jabin, king of Canaan. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his own precious and inspired word for his name's sake. There are three great characters in the passage before us and in the chapter that follows. Two of them are women. We have already taken time to consider the apostasy, the backsliding in the nation of Israel that led to their being subjugated by Jabin, the king of Hazor. The awful years, 20 long years of bondage, of bitterness, and of woe that came upon the people of Israel. God had to bring them very low before he brought them to the end of themselves, got them on their knees, crying for a great deliverance. We are peculiarly slow to learn. We will search for an answer in every direction before we submit ourselves to the answer that the Lord gives. Such is our innate love of self and sin. Such is the pride of the fallen heart of man that even when sin is hurting, even when the screw of bondage is being tightly turned, we are very, very slow to close in with God's offer of mercy. Israel suffered long. I believe she suffered longer than she ever needed to have suffered, because she was so slow at seeking to get right with God. But when there was within her a penitent heart, God raised up the answer. On previous occasions he had raised mighty men. First of all, there was an Othniel. What a warrior! What a leader! What a judge! Then there was Ehud, that intrepid man who single-handed braved the enemy and went right into the inner chamber of the foe of his people and slew him as the judge of God. Then there was Shamgar the son of Anath, who slew 600 Philistines, having no greater weapon in his hand than an ox goad. God had raised up great men. But though Israel prayed, no great man came forth on this occasion. Further to humble their pride, God brought forth a great woman. I'm very much aware that in the government and discipline of the New Testament church, it is not permitted that women use her authority over men. Now I'm going to become a heretic in many people's ears and eyes as soon as I go on, but I'll brave your wrath. I think that many Bible believers have taken that much further than the Holy Ghost ever intended. And I do believe that in interpreting any scripture, you interpret scripture with scripture and the Bible in the light of the Bible. I think that we have raised a race of pipsqueak men who know little of God and little of themselves and little of anything that's worth knowing. And just to show what giant pipsqueaks they are, they think that they have got to take the heel of their omnipotence and grind it on every woman of spiritual grace or prominence and remind her that she's under their authority. It is my experience that spiritual women never have much problem with being under spiritual authority. But it is my experience equally that a bunch of half-hearted, half-carnal, useless, unspiritual men are not worthy of leadership, and they're not trusted by God, and it takes an immense amount of grace, not only in the part of a woman, but in the part of anybody else, to acknowledge them in any way at all. There is a wonderful history of service in the scripture for godly women. When Moses sang his song, the spirit of prophecy came upon his sister Miriam, and she led the women of Israel in song. Throughout the Old Testament, there are scattered instances of God not only raising up prophets, but prophetesses. There was Huldah, the prophetess. There was the wife of Isaiah, also called the prophetess. Coming into the New Testament, there was Anna, the prophetess. We find that Elizabeth, the wife of Zechariah, had the spirit of prophecy. Mary, the mother of Jesus, like Hannah in the Old Testament, gave voice to a song upon the birth of her son. Of course, there were the daughters of Philip. Women are not to be pastors or elders. And I want to tell you, they are to be useful in the work of God. They are to aim at spiritual gianthood. They are to set their sights on the greatest spiritual usefulness for God. The cause of Jesus Christ through the centuries would have been much impoverished and much weakened had it not been for women of the kind and character of Deborah, who knew the fullness of the Spirit of God, who had a greater vision than the little men around about them, who had a greater devotion, who used all the tenderness of their nature and all the mighty character that so often only a woman can show, to blaze a trail for God where men were too scared to go. I never forget the impact made upon me as a young preacher when I had a lady missionary come to speak at our prayer meeting in Dunmurry. Yes, the Free Presbyterians have had lady missionaries come to speak to them. I do not believe that because a woman's under authority, if God has given her a testimony and God has given her a usefulness, that she's not allowed to tell anybody about it. And so we had her come and tell about her work. And I never forget the appeal that she made. She said, "I have traveled around Britain, and I'm still waiting for God to move some young men." She said, "We have island after island after island, with tribes of people on every island, with a Roman Catholic priest spreading the perversion of popery on every island. And we do not have one male missionary." She said, "I have gone," and she had spent years in that place. She said that her works, that her jobs, that require a physique that a woman doesn't have. They require a strength that the most dedicated lady can't provide. But the work of God, if it had been left to the young men in the churches of Britain, as far as that mission field was concerned, would never have even got off the ground. God has a place for every believer. And the fact that you're a woman, a housewife, a mother, does not say at all that there is anything less than a mighty usefulness for God available to you. As I say, two of the answers to the prayer that God heard from the children of Israel were women. He raised up Deborah. Through Deborah, he raised up Barak. And then he raised up Jael, the wife of Heber. And the three of them wrought a mighty work for God under the leadership of Deborah that blessed the land of Israel. I want to think of these three characters as a threefold cord that Satan couldn't break.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.